And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production on Fortis Institute. Well, don't be fooled by corporate America's supposed retreat from DEI. They're just playing a shell game with language. Companies like Disney, UPS, and Dollar Tree claim they've moved past DEI, but they're just simply rebranding the same divisive ideology as belonging and culture commitments. Kohl's removed DEI from its mission statement, but still touts inclusion as a core value. It's the same wine new wineskins, as scripture might put it, except this wine has long since turned to vinegar. And speaking of corporations that need accountability, a federal judge ruled last Thursday that Google illegally monopolized advertising markets. The judge found that for over a decade, Google has tied its publisher ad server and ad exchange together to establish and protect its monopoly power. The tech giant now faces the possibility of being forced to break up its advertising products while simultaneously battling another antitrust case where the DOJ is looking to make Google sell its Chrome browser. And the public school system of Baltimore is offering a bit of a masterclass in bureaucratic bloat, hiring 1,700 more staffers, including over 700 non-teaching administrators, while losing nearly 4,800 students. The district spends a whopping $18,000 per student, with dismal results as 40% of Baltimore high schools had zero students score proficient on the 2023 state math exam. Meanwhile, the superintendent makes almost $500,000 annually, more than the president of the United States. And one school choice advocate did mince words, calling these institutions failure factories that don't care very much about the kids. Speaking of educational institutions that have lost their way, a Yale professor actually claimed with a straight face that American universities are not political organizations, but neutral spaces where students challenge ideas. The professor insisted universities teach important knowledge like immigration has been good for American prosperity, apparently unaware that presenting contested political positions as settled facts proves exactly the point he's trying to refute. The dangers facing children online continue to mount as New Jersey became the first state to sue gaming platform Discord over child predator concerns. The civil suit alleges Discord violated consumer protection laws by failing to protect minors despite marketing itself as a fun and safe space for teens. The Supreme Court has announced that it will hear arguments next month on whether judges overstepped by blocking Trump's birthright citizenship executive order with nationwide injunctions. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.